broadcasting live from the Orlando Orange County Convention Center for HIMSS 17. It's This Just In. Now, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
And another returning guest, Justin.
Boy, he might as well just be part of the show now. He's here all the time, I feel. Ben Wilson.
Hey, good to be back.
It's great to have you back, my friend.
This just in.
That's right, with Ben Wilson.
And I'm here.
Yeah. That's right.
I've been on the show
at least
four times.
And I think actually you were on it twice last year.
Uh-huh.
So this may be, and there's at least one time before that. So
I was in your studio one time.
So then you've been five times.
With the Mobile Health Consortium.
So we did twice. So you've actually been five times. That would be my leading guest.
Yeah.
I've only had the show for 3 years.
That's quite an honor.
Yeah, thank you.
Quite an honor.
Actually, and you coined the term, long-time listener, first-time caller. You're the first person ever to say that. My second person said it at this show yesterday. I actually think it was John Holomka that said it. It was hilarious.
Cool.
It was classic.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, we both are, I think.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about you. You actually had this great idea that you were going to walk around the show floor, kind of get the view from the street, view from the floor of HIMSS 17. So tell me some of the things that you've been able to pick up. I'll actually let you just kind of run with it a little bit and let us know what you've been finding.
Yeah, sure.
I had trends and everything.
I had the time because I'm between engagements,
yep.
Actually looking for a new role, a new marketing business development role. So
one of the most brilliant minds, and actually, gosh, probably you're one of the reasons why I'm sitting here today is because Intel was such a strong partner of Greenway and what you were able to accomplish there, what you did. So, you're one of the best partner engagement people out there by far.
Thanks.
So.
And then when I was at Citrix we had
we also had
a partnership.
We did.
So,
thank you.
Leveraged my contacts today and went out on the floor and went and talked to people about what I wanted to hear from them. What are the latest trends, especially in terms of HIT innovation? I wanted them to focus on innovation.
That's cool.
So I asked them about that. Then I asked them to tell me about some of the coolest solutions that they're seeing out there, things that are surprising them, things that they think are effective. And then finally I said, tell me about HIMSS 2027. What's that going to be like? What's going to be hot?
That's cool.
And so some of that will be surprising and some of it not so surprising. I talked to a range of companies, but probably mostly larger companies, Microsoft, Dell, EMC, HP, HealthLoop, Intel. So talked to a range of different people within those organizations, and I think people really enjoyed talking to me.
I bet.
That's cool. So in terms of the trends, this one I think won't. Maybe we can do a little back and forth on each of them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the first one I think is unsurprising, which is that there is anxiety and anticipation in changes to the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
A lot of them are seeing their customers take a pause in terms of purchasing or considering new technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is creating some consternation, some people to strategize about what are potential scenarios that may roll out and how they should react to that. I think most people are just in a wait and see mode in all parts of the industry.
Yeah,
are you hearing the same thing?
I am, for sure. But I also think there's a couple ways to address it. And I mean, it depends. If you're affected by ACA, the health insurance reform aspect, then sure. But I don't see a whole lot of change. If people say, if they have any consternation around accountable care or value-based medicine or any of those type of directives or ACOs, I don't see a whole lot of, I only see more support going in for those models.
Right.
So, but if you're on the health insurance side, then I could understand. And I don't have a whole lot to say because that aspect is going to change. And so there's no crystal ball that any of us have.
Mm-hmm.
I have known the Tom Price has been a friend for about 17, 18 years now because we're both from Atlanta. I don't see any, dramatic sea changes for where healthcare is today from a lot of things that we touch, from accountable care, for value-based medicine, for ensuring that these programs are thoughtful, making sure these programs are pragmatic, make sure they truly, drive the bottom line for lower the cost for taxpayers, or at least stabilize the rate of growth for taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the real key tenets that I see coming out. So,
yeah, I think the people I talk to just believe that if there are a lot fewer people that have insurance, there'll be a lot less revenue coming into the healthcare yep. industry, and thus they'll have less finances to
sure.
to invest.
Yep.
So the other one is a move, and this may go along with this, towards a more modular, flexible, interoperable IT infrastructure, mm-hmm. because I see a lot of change. It's a very dynamic environment. There's a lot of new technology. And this goes along with another point that someone made, which was that there's a bit more innovation happening now, because we spent a lot of years getting electronic medical mm-hmm. records in place.
Yep.
And to some degree, when you have regulation, that stifles a little bit of innovation. And so meaningful use, focus resources on the electronic medical record. Now we see the industry having the opportunity to put resources more towards innovation,
mm-hmm.
and they're seeing quite a bit of that.
I would welcome that. I mean, I think that's fantastic, because there's a lot of great innovations. There's a lot of, our industry has so many phenomenal entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that if you have a system that would support and welcome innovation and interoperability and truly have a market for that, that would be a win for all of us, because those systems are going to be consumer mm-hmm. focused. They're going to be consumer centric. They're going to be usable. They're going to be highly functional. So yeah, I mean, I think that if we're moving that direction, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and that dovetails with another one, which is that there are a lot of incubation and acceleration programs for startups.
Mm-hmm. There are.
And more and more.
Yep.
I know that you're involved with
yep.
one in Atlanta,
yeah, yeah.
And they're more and more growing.
Yeah.
So, and we see them out in Palo Alto
yep.
Quite a bit as well. So that's a big trend as well.
Yep.
One that was mentioned a couple times, which has been a trend for a while, is mobility and security
sure.
and you know, the proliferation of more and more mobile devices and the need to secure those. I think that's not a surprise. Artificial intelligence came up quite a bit.
Yeah.
There's, you know, concerns as well as anticipation mm-hmm. and a hope for that.
Yep.
Of course, IBM Watson was something that came up quite
and
a
right
few
behind
times.
Us. So.
Okay.
They're right there.
Okay. Hello, Watson.
There you go.
Bring me a beer, Watson.
There you go. He'd be really smart if he did.
that people see that artificial intelligence is going to play a big role
yeah.
in combined with analytics and access more to more interoperable data.
Mm-hmm.
The combination of those two things is, and then as well as voice recognition, so people being able to make commands
mm-hmm.
to a computer
mm-hmm.
and during surgery or
mm-hmm.
other times, and being able to help them with supporting their healthcare delivery.
Lenovo, one of our other sponsors from last year, and again this year,
uh-huh.
they had their panel yesterday, but they're talking about how they're using not really artificial intelligence, but voice commands, and some of it is very predictive.
Right.
It's kind of cool how they're using voice commands in their healthcare platforms, and they likened it to Alexa, which I just put. I had a smart home before that, but then I added Alexa to the kitchen area of our home, and it's actually been nice. I wasn't a fan of it, but someone sent it to me for free, and so I set it up in my house, and it actually is kind of cool. So I agree with these types of modalities, but Lenovo's already working on that in healthcare, so I totally agree.
Right. Yeah, with a Google Home mm-hmm. as well, and
yep.
The only thing that scares me is for Google to be listening to me constantly.
Well, Alexa's listening to you all the time.
Yes.
So that's the only thing is I have nothing to hide.
Yeah. But some of us do.
Yeah.
So
perfect. That's a whole other segment.
Yeah.
That's great. I like it. That's
a
teaser.
Yeah, let's keep going. let's get off of that one.
Exactly.
Of course, virtual reality and
yes.
augmented reality,
yep.
particularly in the health and wellness space, there's a lot of fitness type applications, but also surgical applications
mm-hmm.
for that. So they see that building, and you'll see that more.
But I do. So one of the a great company, iHealth Innovations, Revenue Sherpa on Twitter, is giving away virtual reality glasses.
Nice.
At their booth. Yes.
Wow.
It's kind of cool.
What was the name of that?
iHealth Innovations and Revenue Sherpa.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Then precision medicine came up quite a bit.
Yes.
Also in the future, as well as
yep.
a current trend. Obviously, personalizing medicine, personalizing your prescriptions.
That's right.
Personalizing your treatment based on your DNA makeup.
EHRs are beginning to do this today. There's a couple of really neat products out there. Yeah, no, it's cool.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm not saying across the industry, but a couple of the leaders are really moving this direction.
Right.
So it's really cool.
Yeah, there's sort of DNA-based EMR.
Yeah.
You know, in the future, a lot of people see that as a key part of how a key data set that people will use for your treatment.
Yep.
Okay, so how much time do we have?
13 seconds.
13 seconds. So I'll go quickly through this. In terms of solutions out there, we saw the Dell EMC. They have this thing called the Boomy, which is originally was an iTunes device, okay, and now collects remote patient monitoring data. HP has the Echo Pixel, which is true 3D, which you can have an MRI in 3D, and you can manipulate it and turn it and use it to educate your patients. HealthLoop, I talked to, they have a care coordination software package that's getting a lot of traction.
Cool.
And then to get to the future, 2027, of the things that we have not talked about, one humorous thing was that someone said, we want to put the health in HIMSS and take the illness out of him, you know, the eye illness.
Yeah.
Now there's a lot of focus here on applications on illness.
Yeah.
And in the future, it will be focused on how do we keep people more healthy and
totally
so we
that.
Don't have all those healthcare services.
Yep.
There's a lot of precision medicine, a lot of augmented and virtual reality in the future as well.
Yep.
And then finally, more focus on population health. Are you using upstream mechanisms at different technologies to help people to stay healthy and using nutrition and food and so forth to do that. So I'll wrap it up right there.
No, that's fantastic.
And
I agree with it all. Towards the 2027 stuff is I think is pretty spot on. And even there's a stat that I've been talking about the last couple of days, which is 90% of children born today will have careers that haven't even been thought of yet. So it shows how the future is going to evolve very, very quickly.
Cool.
90% of children born today will have careers that we haven't even thought of yet. It's cool.
Wow.
But it shows us opportunity. It shows how you have to see on the front end of this stuff. So
I'll write this up and put it on LinkedIn.
Awesome.
So
smart.
Look me up on LinkedIn or I'm also bwilson_mhealth on Twitter.
Yes, you are. Thank
All
you,
right.
Ben. Appreciate
All
it, my friend.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for being my fifth time
All
on the
right.
show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for
it.
Returning.
Thanks, Justin.
Right. We'll see you again next year.